It is coming from r/relationships, titled I, female 32, kind of want my boyfriend, male 35, to be my dad.
Oh.
Just the title sounds creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my boyfriend have been together for only 6 months, but have been friends for about a year longer than that. We only ever hung out with a group of friends and did D&D together and stuff like that. And I fell in love with him without really hanging out at his house or interacting with his kids. I knew he had kids, male 7, female 12, and he would talk about them, but I didn't meet them until I was already in love with him. Some background. I come from an abusive household. Both of my parents were emotionally and psychologically abusive, and my father was an angry drunk who threw things and punched walls. I've been in therapy for it throughout my life when I can afford a therapist. Yay, USA! But I am currently not in therapy. I've never really hung out around a healthy family with kids in it. I'm estranged from my extended family since cutting off my parents, and most of my friends either don't have kids or they're very small babies. The first time I went over to my boyfriend's house, his kids were acting up, and I felt my whole body go tight, waiting for him to get angry and aggressive with the child. And he didn't. He was kind and gentle and was just absolutely I'd never seen that. The more we spend time together and the more I see him around his two kids, I keep having these sort of earth-shaking revelations, like, this is what parents are supposed to do. This is what it's supposed to look like. My parents had explained verbally what it's supposed to be like, but that's very different from actually seeing a parent who genuinely loves his kids and treats them well. I love spending time over there because when he is kind and gentle to his kids, I like passively absorb it. It's the only way I can think to explain it. I feel safe and warm and protected in an extremely just primal way that I never felt in my own house or anything. To be clear, I know what daddy kink /DDLG is, and this isn't it. It's not sexual at all. I just see the way he takes care of his kids and wish that I could just duck under that umbrella and be cared for like that too. One time he was telling me about the custody battle he went through with his ex-wife, who didn't want him around the kids, and how hard he fought to stay in their life, and I just started crying. He was comforting, and I tried to explain that no adult in my life would have ever fought like that for me. I told him, quote, I wish I'd had a dad like you. And he said, quote, I wish you did too. Which was very sweet. But I just worry this isn't something I'm supposed to want from my boyfriend or feel for him. He knows about my parents and we've talked about it a few times. He gets it because he didn't have a great upbringing either. It's probably not okay to cross wires like that. I believe in communication and relationships, so I probably need to talk to him about it. But how do I tell him so it doesn't come off creepy? There's just so much positivity and warmth and unconditional love in his house, and I want to just, like, wrap it all up in a warm blanket. But it's not mine. It's his kids'. And I probably shouldn't get the wires crossed like that, right? I don't know. If I hadn't had to change jobs during COVID, I'd talk to a therapist again, but financially, that's just not an option right now. What do I do?
This is a hard one. I feel really sad for her. Like, I felt really sad for her throughout this whole conversation. I'm confused, though. Is she just saying, like, she doesn't know how to tell him she wished she'd had a dad like him? Or
I think that's why this one's so confusing, because the title is, I kind of want my boyfriend to be my dad.
Right.
I didn't read this one at all. So, like, after reading it, I'm like, this isn't really worms in the brain. This is, like, genuinely, like, healing your inner child.
Worms of trauma in her brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this one could have been in deceiving titles, like the theme I have coming up, because it just doesn't feel I just don't think she understands what she's genuinely looking for. And so the title is so misleading. It's not actually accurate. Like, I feel like OP is, like, just very, like, wanting of that peace and that safe space and really appreciates it and loves it and wants to be around it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's genuinely saying, I want my boyfriend to start acting like my dad.
Right. And she said it's not in a sexual way. It's not, like, in the bedroom she wants him to start. I think maybe the issue is that she's feeling, like, jealousy about his children a little bit. Like, maybe a little bit of jealousy about the fact that, like, she can't have that. Like, because she said something about how it's not mine, it's theirs, which obviously is unhealthy to feel that way. But I think it'd be hard to not. Obviously, she would benefit from therapy in this situation. But I don't know exactly what she's saying she wants to do besides being like, you're a great father. I wish I'd had a father like you, which I don't think there's anything creepy or bad about saying that.
No. Direction's unclear with this one. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, I should probably communicate him to him, right? Like, the wires shouldn't get crossed, right? But it's like, okay, but what are you really asking for then?
Yeah.
Do you also want to be treated like one of the kids? Like,
right.
What are you really looking for?
Because he can still, like, speak to her with respect and, like, have constructive conversations with her and tell her how much he cares about her in, I guess, the way that he communicates with his children, which just means that he's, like, a good communicator and, like, yeah, sensitive and kind. And, like, he can have those traits, but in the sense of, like, in their relationship, he has those traits.
Yeah. Well, and I also think, like, just, like, being a part of this family unit, seeing all of these healthy interactions, mm-hmm, like, it already has healed some of her inner child. Like,
yeah,
I think that maybe looking into books on that, like, healing your inner child, or, like, mm-hmm, there's that one book, it's, like, The Child of an Emotionally Immature Parent or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be a really good one.
Yeah. I think that that's a good alternative to, like, if you seriously cannot afford therapy, like, there are good books out there. Mm-hmm. If you go to, like, any library, they often have, like, $1 books at the used bookstore, or you can rent them. I'm a big Libby user.
I love libraries.
Yeah. I'm huge on libraries right now. I won't shut up about libraries.
I think everyone should make a goal for the rest of this year, like, go to your local public library and, yeah, get a card.
Yeah. There's just so even, many, like, benefits.
Well, just to show that, like, membership is up and, yeah, like, they can get the funding they need. Like, go and get a library card because there's so many benefits. Like, you, mm-hmm, can get discounts to movies or local events. Like, there's even parks, streaming services that libraries offer. So, yeah, like, you can stream movies.
There's language learning apps that you can get with libraries. One of them, like, you can use Rosetta Stone, and another one with something else. You can rent out equipment, like sewing equipment. You can get seeds from libraries. You can get gardening, like, landscaping tools from your library.
I love the library.
So many things. Check it out, honestly. And they have so many events, too, that are, like, free. Sorry, yeah, now I'm just going on about libraries. This has nothing to do
library
with
PSA.
Sort of the thing. But they do have good psychology sections, usually, in, yeah, the libraries. And if you connect your library card to an app like Libby or Hoopla, then you can get it all free on your phone and you don't even have to, like, go in. You just go in once to get your card and then you hook it up with your, yeah, apps, and then you can get the books, like, audiobooks on your phone or just, like, an ebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it, baby. Libraries. So OP, library.
Yeah.
Do some self-healing, you know, do
save
some
a little
research.
Money for therapy, probably, if you can.
Absolutely. Like, if that's, it's definitely a concern for her. So yeah. Yeah. Top comment on this one. I don't think you want him to be your dad. You just want to be treated with the empathy and respect he treats his children with. So tell him how you feel. Just don't say, quote, I want you to be my dad. That'll probably spook him. But beyond that, yeah, tell him you've never seen a parent treat their kids right like that, and it makes it feel amazing to be around him. Mm-hmm. And how much you want more of that. I'm sure he'll feel flattered for basically being called an awesome dad. And then he'll be able to become more emotionally close to you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was trying to say earlier. Like, she can get those same emotions and, like, aspects out of him, but just in the relationship sense.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes relationships, you don't want them to feel like parenting. Like, I've had the issue of mommying in the past.
Oh my gosh.
Not,
yes,
because I really want to, but because I've had to. And I have to say, it sort of turns the relationship sour.
No one wants
when
to
that
be
happens.
A nag or a mom or pick up, yeah, after someone. No.
Yeah.
No, partner, not mommy.
Yeah. But there's crossover in, like, the caring for somebody aspects of things.
Yeah.
And, like, being there for somebody.
Absolutely. And if you've never had that in a home life, mm-hmm, like, seen that, like, I get why it would be so confusing to sort through those feelings.
Yeah.
OP does have an edit.
Ooh.
Wow. So many comments. Thank you all for your kind words and advice. I'm definitely Googling a lot of the ideas and books and things everyone mentioned. I didn't expect so many people to relate to this. It's kind of sad and really heartwarming. Mm-hmm. I was worried I was messed up and that I should shove these feelings away and felt guilty for feeling things like that. But a lot of you suggested it's just love, healthy love, and it's okay to want that, which feels like it should probably be obvious. I've decided not to make a big deal out of it or have any kind of talk about it. but just keep telling him how much I appreciate him and the things I see in him. Thank you all again for so many comments and advice and ideas.
I think this was the situation where she didn't really understand her own feelings about it, and it made her feel like she was thinking something weird mm-hmm. when she wasn't.
I agree.
And so she sort of took to Reddit to be like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And that wasn't, trauma is the issue, but there's nothing wrong with
her. Nothing wrong with you. Yeah. Yeah. Trauma is just, it changes our brains. So for her to have this healthy experience is so, so amazing versus like, mm-hmm. I think some people with trauma are kind of drawn to what they experience because that's all they know. And she's getting the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So now her standard, even if this one doesn't work out, mm-hmm. it's going to be so high.
It's such a big deal that she's leaning into it instead mm-hmm. of being freaked out by it, because that's really hard for people to do.
I love this. I'm so glad this was a happy ending and not a true worm.
No, we're facing the worms in our brains in this one. And we're saying, hey, worm, you're just a worm.
Just a worm.
And I can get rid of worms easy. I can pluck worms.
Just a worm.
Yeah.
No big deal.